name's Bill Shute. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. It's nice to be up here. We have three things planned for the poetry part of tonight's show. First, I'm going to do a couple of solo things, take about 8 or 10 minutes. Then we have a three-way performance that we'll talk about. Mike will be performing on that, and also I'll have a second reader, Sandra Curtis. And then Mike and I will do a duo poetry and music set. So I hope you enjoy this. Most of my performances are in Austin, even though I'm from San Antonio. So think of me as kind of bringing the Austin scene up here for an evening with a taste of my own town of San Antonio, Texas. First, I'm going to read two short pieces from a book that I put out around 2006, 2007. It was an 8-page chapbook, and I did it in collaboration with a photographer from Poland. And I asked her if she would put together a suite of 5 photographs that were related but had some significant difference. And we would use one on the cover, and then we would pair the other 4 with my poems. And she could do whatever she wanted, and then I would write to whatever she did. Now, what she did is she took pictures of 4 sets of wind chimes, each of which had a different kind of metal as the chime. So basically, I just sort of meditated upon the metal and produced 4 poems, 2 of which I'm going to read to you. The first one is called Brass. The color of the brass will continue to change with each winter, with each birthday, with the deepening of the cracks on her feet. The sound flattens, the listening drifts, and no longer does she request an instant replay after each race. The Budweiser long necks get opened earlier, and retirement seems the only goal. Someone from work with a plaid shirt and a comb over mentions smacking his kids and thinks he's impressed her. The compass stopped working when Elvis died, and the landmarks have been moved, haven't they? This next piece is called Copper. Now, those of you who are fans of 1960s psychedelia and garage bands probably know the great band The Blue Things. This poem was inspired by the leader of The Blue Things, a guy named Val Stecklin, who died much too young. And while this is not autobiographically accurate about Val, I felt that it captured his persona as I understand it. This is called Copper. Mardi Gras beads hung out to dry, thrown to the mesquite wind, resisting the motion of the wheel. Time dilates. Copper serum in the blood rises. Val closes the blinds, tunes his Sears Harmony Birch 12-string, the only guitar he'd forgotten to pawn, and starts composing the songs meant to save his life. Sage incense burns. Pan-fried green tea leaves steep, and the sleeping second messenger is activated. But, trained to shun the emotionally needy, we don't look Val in the eye. We cross the street. Venus descends. The local vineyards are sold to Californians. The day becomes double the night. His dog waits at the back gate for a walk. He's cashed in the bus ticket to Albuquerque. The residue of yesterday has collected like resin in that hash pipe you can't find. And it, too, won't be getting anyone high anytime soon. Thank you. This next one is 5 pages as opposed to 1. This is something that I published recently a couple months ago. Wrote it earlier, I guess, last fall, maybe. It's called Butterfly Mind. And this is set in San Antonio, and it also deals with an issue that is important to us in San Antonio, and maybe it is here too. So, Butterfly Mind. It's Dog Awareness Day here in San Antonio. Winners from this year's River City Cluster of Dog Shows will appear, accompanied by their masters, at a meet and greet at 5 p.m. in front of the Spanish Governor's Palace. Gray Homeland Security vans, overstuffed and beefy, beside me at the stoplight. Gleaming with focus on the task at hand, whatever it may be or not be. The days are at their longest. The insects have returned to remind us of our status as squatters on their land. With a wing on the mend and a limit to my sky. Could you show us your papers, please? The eye behind the eyes. The eyes behind the eye. These cannot uncontaminate the oil-soaked oysters and shrimp. Neither can the troubadours and artistes rhyming cocoon and tycoon, or signing their names to pre-existing texts in clever, ironic commentaries on the concept of authorship. Lights left on in rooms we've vacated. Creepy 35-year-old male virgins with bad teeth and Christian metal t-shirts rub their sweaty palms while pacing back and forth in the green rooms of cyberspace, threatening suicide to anyone who'll listen. Eyes open, mouth shut. As June winds down, a carpet of frogs, turtles with moss-coated shells, unfed dogs stripping the bark from cypress trees grown through the windows of garden homes seized by the county for unpaid taxes. Tired of scratch and dent sales and steam table specials, she opens herself to that oceanic feeling. For tonight, at least. While in a furnished room on the east side, her sister tries to sleep through the wind chimes and the jackhammers. And to avoid eye contact with another day, hoping it will move on and go away. Sir, can you prove your citizenship? Goodbye, Victoria. Goodbye, Eleanor. Goodbye, Jackie. Goodbye, Ladybird. Goodbye, Hillary. Goodbye, Michelle. The cable company is no longer offering your channel. The poets of Boulder and Bolinas, of Austin, of Boston, play the roles and distribute the ribbons, convincing those who aspire to that throne, or who are not themselves makers. I may dim the lights, close my eyes, or enter from the rear, but Mara still prepares my bed and the gray table from which I feed, not even fooling myself. There's a limit to my sky. As I enter today with an absinthe hangover, watching a couple, perhaps in their 50s, setting up to sell bonsai trees in the parking lot of an abandoned hardware store. Eyes open, mouth shut. I might not give Nostradamus my credit card number, but I'm still picking up after police officers who don't flush public toilets and checking the weather east of the Mississippi. Broken bells with hyphenated last names whose minds are gated communities. Twice as many chupacabra sightings this year. Your papers, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. In a minute, we're going to be doing our trio up here, two readers and Mike Parashi providing music.